Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Greece's parliament has approved a bill allowing same-sex marriage. It is now one of the first Orthodox Christian countries to allow such unions. Supporters of marriage equality say it is a landmark victory in a country that is socially conservative. Nikos Nikolaidis was part of a crowd that had gathered in Athens to celebrate the bill.
I'm here because this is a very important step towards establishing human rights, towards equality, and a very important step for Greek society.
A woman has died in floodwaters in northwest Queensland. Emergency services say the 28-year-old woman from Townsville was found in her car in the flooded Melbourne River at Dutchess near Mount Isa. Queensland police have launched an investigation into what happened. The federal government says it will provide more money to Ukraine as they fight Russia's invasion. The $50 million will go to the International Fund for Ukraine. The fund uses contributions from around the world to buy military equipment and provide other support. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australia will stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes. Crews are testing gardens and parks across Sydney for mulch that could be contaminated with asbestos. Officials from the Environmental Protection Authority are also checking 7 schools to see if the contaminated mulch is there. EPA Chief Tony Chappell says there is no need for people to be worried.
New South Wales Health advised very clearly that bonded asbestos, if undisturbed, does not present a significant risk. Obviously, in different contexts, it can be disturbed, and we always take it seriously and work rapidly to remediate and remove it. But the community can be confident that they can go about their lives and they're not facing a significant risk.
44 homes have been destroyed in the western Victoria town of Pomona in the Grampians. But that number could increase as residents return to assess the damage from a recent bushfire. Almost all of the fires sparked in Victoria on Tuesday are believed to have been started by lightning strikes. Elsewhere, about 33,000 homes and businesses are still without power because of those same storms. Authorities say most will be reconnected to electricity by Saturday. A senior foreign affairs official says critics of the UN's Agency for Palestinian Refugees are exaggerating claims of mismanagement because they want it to be closed. Australia has suspended funding for the UNRWA as misconduct allegations are investigated. Greens Deputy Leader Maureen Faruqi has said that money must be restored because there is no evidence of wrongdoing. Foreign Affairs Assistant Secretary Mark Brown has told Senate Estimates they could not ignore the allegations, but are aware of the context.
Unfortunately, often these reports contain a significant amount of exaggeration, and so on. So, the agenda is, and this is well known, the agenda is for UNRWA to be disbanded.
An inquiry has begun into diabetes in Australia and how the food and grocery industry can help prevent the disease. A tax on sugary drinks and limits on junk food ads are in place in some countries to reduce obesity, which is a primary risk factor for type 2 diabetes. But Tanya Barden from the Australian Food and Grocery Council says that is not the right approach.
Internationally, the implementation of heavy-handed regulations to address preventive health has not resulted in reductions in obesity and, in fact, has been repealed in some countries.
I'm Deborah Grook. This is SBS News in Easy English.